Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We're looking at one film this week, 5 Feet Apart. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So it's set in a hospital in the US where two people have got cystic fibrosis, and they have both fallen in love with each other despite one of their more abrasive nature or the, you know, the despite everything that is keeping them apart, they still want to be together, but they can only ever be 5 feet apart. Otherwise, they can end up endangering their own health.
This is a true thing that I wasn't aware was an actual rule for sufferers of cystic fibrosis. But the usually called the 6 feet rule. We're going to say 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
In the film, they break the rules a little bit by going 1 foot closer, but still not allowed to touch and such.
Yeah, exactly. And so that becomes part of the plot where they're like, this disease has taken so much from us, we're going to take something back, just 1 foot. And it was a bit of a heartwarming moment, but aside from that, I feel like everything that the movie does well, it comes, I guess, part of the young adult genre that it's in. So the acting is good, the direction is good, and it does, I'll admit, have a bit of a sad ending that may have left a bit of a tear in my eye.
Yeah, I mean, reading through this one, I was amazed it wasn't actually written by John Green. And then I get to the bottom of the Wikipedia page, and it also suggests, see also The Fault in Our Stars. So,
yeah, the movie has been compared quite a lot, especially to the other people I've been speaking about it with, to The Fault in Our Stars. So it's sort of in a similar sort of ballpark as that.
So what else does the film do well?
I'm afraid that's about it. I'll admit,
it's not a good side, Kev.
I'll admit it did have some good points, but I wasn't exactly what you'd call a fan of the film. Firstly, the idea of being kept apart in film and in television has already sort of been covered before. I feel, for example, in the series Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, we were discussing this one before we came on mic, and I said, you know, the one that sprung to mind for me was the Jessica Alba's breakout series Dark Angel, which I'm afraid, great series, but I'm afraid is a little bit of an obscure reference these days. And Pushing Daisies is a great show with a similar idea that the two romantic leads were not able to touch because he'd actually brought her back to life with his powers. If they touched, she would die. Again, it's a very weird show if you've never heard of that one.
Very weird, but very funny and very enjoyable. I would recommend that one. But but I feel that the idea of being kept apart in terms of cinema, I think it works better when there's something else to it as well. Like Dark Angel was a sci-fi sort of dystopian sort of TV series, while Pushing Daisies was a more comedic murder mystery sort of series. And I feel like it would work better if it was done in conjunction with...
It's not enough to carry a plot on
its
own.
Exactly, And not only that, but I do feel that it fell into the pitfalls of the young adult sort of genre. I feel like it didn't really do enough to sort of break out of it. As you mentioned, The Fault in Our Stars, it's the one story that it's being compared to specifically everywhere I look. Even the people I describe the movie to, that's the one thing that they think about. And I do feel that, like, even when it started hitting all the sort of cliche moments in the young adult genre, I even heard one audience member sort of groan in frustration, like, yeah, we've seen this stuff before. And I also do feel that the movie does have a very depressing and cynical tone to it as well. As much as I want it to be a hopeful sort of movie, every time a good thing happens in the plot, for example, then it's followed up immediately by something really bad happening. And I just feel after a while it started wanting to make me cry as well, because it just had this such a cynical tone to it. I didn't really enjoy that either.
All right. Well, 5 Feet Apart looks like it's getting the thumbs down
it
from
is,
regular size Kev. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev, Kevin Suarez there, giving us a bit of a wrap on 5 Feet Apart, the latest young adult romantic drama. Look, I'm going to say, if maybe you're 15 years old, you've just worked up the courage to invite the cutest girl in your class out on the very first date that you guys will be going on, you maybe want to see her a little bit emotionally vulnerable, this is probably the one to go to. Otherwise, it sounds like one to avoid.